spirit and in your understanding. Give him the glory due unto his name. Father, thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
In this covenant of prayer this morning, it's testimony time. Please, let's listen attentively to these documented testimonies as we'll follow as we engage. Number one, the glory of my family restored. We lost our offshore business in 2016 as it was about to launch into the stock market. As a result, our company went bankrupt. Due to this challenge, my husband fell ill and things started going down for us. We lost properties, our other businesses in Nigeria were stagnated, and things became difficult for us. In 2018, we were given an excessive tax of over 2.5 million Norwegian kroner over a company that did not operate. As a result of this, we were about to lose our house and be rendered homeless. In all this time, I kept to my kingdom advancement endeavors with the understanding that God cannot fail and can never leave me nor forsake me, the challenges notwithstanding. I also kept reminding God of the covenant of service according to Exodus 23:25. Then God showed up. Bigger for Jesus. Last week, I got a message that the excessive tax had been waived. Our house is no longer under any threat of seizure. Also, my business in Nigeria had started picking up. My husband had given up on himself, but God has completely restored his hope. I have come to return all the glory to God, testifies Mrs. Tosha A. all the way from Norway. Hands together, let's appreciate Jesus for this testimony. Number two, supernatural triple promotion. Hallelujah. Last year, August, I moved to another organization expecting my confirmation in 6 months. Meanwhile, my colleagues in the office said that the MD will not sign the promotion because so many staff had been denied such in the past. But I told them that my case is different. The document was taken back and forth from the head of human capital to the deputy managing director and the managing director without either any one of them signing. But my faith was so strong, praying kingdom advancement prayers every day between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. and speaking boldly about the promotion whenever anyone asks about it in the office. Behold, the document was signed, and the promotion was confirmed by the managing director to be effective from the 15th of February. Let's appreciate Jesus for that. By the confirmation, I have been moved 3 levels above my colleagues in the industry to a managerial position. Amen. My salary had been elevated to the realm of 8 digits. I give all the glory and honor to the Almighty God who called my father, Bishop David Oyedepo, testifies Adetutu Abidemi David. Please, let's rise on our feet this morning. Let's lift our hands to God and with loud voices, let's magnify him for these wonderful testimonies.
Let's lift up our hands to heaven and give God thanks this morning for answered prayers. Give him thanks for the mighty revival that is taking place out here. Give him thanks for the revival in your life. Lift up your 2 hands. Give God thanks for those amazing testimonies of the blessings and benefits of revival. Give him thanks and give him praise. There is no one like our God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name, we are giving thanks. Now, so ensure that revival fire is in every step, every act of your life. Don't murmur words and prayers. Don't stand and wonder what's going on. Revival is going on. Lift up your 2 hands and say, Jesus, speak to me again this morning. Speak to me again this morning. Fire me up by your word. Fire me up by your word this morning. Jesus, fire me up by your word this morning. Jesus, fire me up by your word this morning. Jesus, fire me up by your word this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Now, every wave of the sea brings along certain treasures to the shores. Every move of God is a wave of the sea spiritually, carrying treasures along with it. And those who are interested, boom, 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 you start picking whatever is of interest to you. Amen. There is no revival without treasures that add values to those engaging with it. May the values of this revival season be evident in the life of every one of us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, show up again this morning. Speak to us by your word. Spark off a new beginning. Let fire start burning on our prayer altar. And make each one of us partakers of the great treasures that this season carries along. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Welcome again to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. And so shall it be. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and please get seated. What is a revival? Remember, we are in the midst of the year where God is out to execute his revival agenda among his people. Habakkuk said, revive their work, O God, in the midst of the year. In the midst of the year, make known thy power. In wrath, remember mercy. It's a season where God makes known his power, where he unleashes his mercy and moves his people forward. It's a season where God clears off all everlasting mountains on our path and levels out all perpetual hills, thereby making a highway for us in the journey of life. It's a season where God becomes our strength. He makes our feet like his feet and gets us up upon our high places. Now, that's the story of Habakkuk chapter 3, beginning from verse 2 to 19. But what's a revival? A revival is said to occur when the spirit of prayer and supplication is poured out on God's people with accompanying testimonies. The spirit of prayer and supplication poured out upon God's people with accompanying testimonies. People being empowered by the Spirit into next levels in their prayer life. People becoming addicted to kingdom advancement prayers, thereby being empowered to operate in the supernatural. Zechariah chapter 12 from verse 10, he calls it the spirit of grace and supplication. Zechariah 12 from verse 10. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the house and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. I will pour. Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1, ask of me rain in the time of the later rain, so the Lord will make bright clouds and give showers of rain upon everyone grass in the field. Now, we are in a revival season. It's a time of rain. Ask of the Lord rain in the time of the later rain, and the Lord will make bright clouds and give showers of rain to everyone grass in the field that they are to ask for it. Lord, Pour upon me the spirit of grace and supplication. And revive my prayer life into next levels. So I can experience the fullness of your agenda for me in this revival. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit itself helpeth our infirmity, my God. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. So there is the help of the Holy Spirit. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, our weaknesses in prayer. For we know not what you should pray for as we ought to, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So there is the need for the help of the Holy Spirit to remain fervently consistent on the altar of prayer. To remain fervently consistent on the altar of prayer. Not praying aloud in church and going to dead silence all the way through until you are back in church. My God. Lord, I desire the rain of prayer on my life. The rain of prayer in my life. You know, the latter rain has a mission to wipe away shame and reproach. I give you the former rain model, but I cause to come down for you the rain, the later rain, the former rain in the same month, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and my people shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and my people shall never be ashamed. Never, never, never be ashamed. He repeated again, and shall never be ashamed. So you can engage the appointment of the lettering to wipe away every trace of shame and reproach in our lives. A revival is said to occur when there's a raw manifestation of the spirit of grace and supplication upon God's people. Upon God's people. When pray, kingdom advancement prayer becomes their new lifestyle. When engaging with fervency becomes their new way of life. When they pray with focus, they pray with target, they pray to see the hand of God. What is a revival? A revival is also said to occur when going to church becomes a way of life for God's people. People in a revival don't get coerced to go to church. Church going becomes their lifestyle. They are not struggling with it. Their heart rejoices at every time to be in God's presence. In Acts chapter 2, verse 46, when the revival broke out in the upper room, this was the experience. Verse 46, Acts 2, 46. The Bible said, praising God, verse 46, please go back. And they continuing daily, how often, sir? With one accord in the temple and in breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. And the effect, praising God and having favor with all the people. And having favor with all the people. And having favor. So going to church entitles us to baptism of favor and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. My God. So when you're in a revival, going to church is natural. Going to church does not make you look, you don't think you are wasting time, you are gaining time. Can I hear your amen? You are gaining time. I don't have time. Now, you are dying gradually without knowing. Dying gradually. It's just like oxygen. Going, gone. Amen. You don't go once. At once, just going. Oh my God, gone. How am I able at the tabernacles, oh God? My God. How am I able? What an attraction. What a privilege. At the tabernacles, oh God. Psalm 87 and verse 1. You see that decoration all the way 1 to 11? How am I able at the tabernacle, oh Lord of hosts? Now, verse 2. He said, my soul longeth, yea, even fainted for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Now, verse 3. Yea, the sparrow has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thy altars, O God of hosts, my King and my Lord. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They shall be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, and in whose heart are the ways thereof. Who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well, the rain also fill the pots. They go from strength to strength. That's the blessedness of the house. You go from strength to strength. Every time you appear before the Lord, you are strengthened as you are going out. You go from strength to strength. You go from strength to strength. And he said, the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that love his house. Verse 11. Awesome God. That's what happens. When going to church becomes a delight. No, let's go. I'm coming. I'm going. You see, we have other things to do. I had plenty of that growing up. Brother David, we have other things to do. I said, I don't have any other thing to do. I was not called to ministry, but I was gaining strength, going from strength to strength, from strength to strength. And it's showing today. Please note, as we round up, we're in a race. No one wins the prize in any race without adequate exercises. You don't win in a race sleeping all the way, eating all eatables, sleeping all sleepables. I don't like walking in the night. That's when there's no examination. Every student like it. You don't have to like, you have to exercise yourself in it, or you fail flat. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. But refuse profane and old wives' fables. They are just lucky. There's nothing there. And exercise thyself unto godliness. For bodily exercise profits little. But godly exercise is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life which now is, and the one which is to come. Exercising oneself to spiritual things is profitable unto all things. Because to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. It takes exercise to win the prize in any race. Therefore, amen. Step out and begin to exercise yourself on the altar of prayer. The church has made it easy for us by the help of the Holy Spirit. You have all of these prayer outlines. My God. My personal spiritual awakening. Make sure you pray this prayer every day to keep your spirit man on fire and not just be a religious church member. Amen. Become a spiritually robust member of the body of Christ whose spirit man is on fire all the day. Now, supernatural church growth, intercessory prayer outlines, because every revival is, I mean, is culminates in massive salvation of souls and supernatural church growth. That is the evidence of a revival. So you have this prayer outlines, you exercise yourself. Exercise yourself. You may not start at that great speed, but as you exercise yourself in 10 minutes consistent focused prayer, it will soon graduate to 15 minutes, then to 20 minutes, then to 30 minutes, then to 1 hour. My God. Then you're going. No exercise for an athlete, no future. The future of every exercise, every athlete is commitment and dedication to required exercises. No one excels in sports without exercise. No one excels in any sport without exercise. Know ye not that all that any race run, and one receives the prize, so run. 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 24. So run. It's a race. It's not a club. It's a race. It's a race. I therefore so run. That's Paul's testimony. Not as one, certainly. So fight I, not as one that beat the air, but I put my body under. Come on now, wake up. You must do this. You must do this. We have to exercise ourselves or we are going nowhere. Paul said, hearing exercise myself to always have a conscience that's better for offense, both towards God and towards man. Acts 24, verse 16. Exercise. You can't be godly without exercise. You can't win the prize in a race without exercise. Let us therefore run the race that is set before us. Hebrews 12, verse 2. It's a race. We are running a race. We need to exercise ourselves in it. Now, praying for, life transforming world in our services. Oh Lord, let your word come alive today in our service. Do the unusual today. Let your word have an entrance today. Now, they are all here. My God, you don't have to pray all those lines the same day. You can hang on one, and the spirit of prayer and supplication comes on you, and then you are pressing and pressing, and then you get to church, you see exactly what you are praying coming to happen. That's the way it goes. Again, my prayer is that no one here will remain a prayer project. Everybody is praying for you. Let's pray for him. Let's pray for him. You become a prayer project among people. That's not your rank. That's not where you belong. My prayer is that everyone here will experience a massive spiritual transformation in the course of this midst of the year. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Jesus. And then praying for church members, because in praying for them lies the answer to your own prayers. And I'm praying for fruitful outreaches. We are getting on a massive operation beginning from Monday. And you are intensely praying. You see, if you can eat, you can pray. So that you are not going out doesn't mean that, okay, you don't have time. Okay, you don't have time to eat. So you don't have time to pray. Okay, you are not praying, you are not going out. You are not in a revival. You are not in a revival. Stop pretending. You are not. You know, I'm not able to go about, you see, my legs. Okay, what of your mouth? Your leg, what of your mouth? Because you use that mouth to eat every day. You can't frustrate a man in a revival. You can't. God's presence strengthens him, stirs him up day and night. Now, I want to thank God for grace, but I've been jumping like this since 76. Not 81, sir. See, I've been jumping about like this since 76. I've not seen one time in my life that I went to a mountain to pray and I'm praying for things. Now, you can ask God when you meet him. That I sat on the mind and said, God, what I need now is a house. Never. And as I keep pressing his kingdom forward, he keeps adding value to me day and night. There are men like that in this church today. Single-heartedness. They were eating their bread with single heart. They were focused in prayers. Watch the wonders of God this time. You'll be amazed that your God is so much alive, only that you didn't know. You have not engaged him. You will see him in action. Whatever is a concern to your life, he will level them out as if they never existed. As you stay focused, doing what he says to do. Now, let this week be a week where there will be clear evidence of the outpouring of spirit of grace and supplication on your life. Let this week mark a turnaround in your prayer life. Lift up your two hands and ask for the outpouring of the spirit of grace and supplication. Ask for the outpouring of the spirit of grace and supplication. Ask for the outpouring of the spirit of grace and supplication, and ask for grace to exercise yourself into next levels on the prayer altar. Lord, grant me grace to exercise myself into next levels on the prayer altar. Grant me grace to exercise myself into next levels on the prayer altar. Pray that revival prayer. Pray that revival prayer. Don't mutter words. Don't look around. You were doing that before. Don't do that anymore. Don't do that anymore. Don't do that anymore. Demand for grace. Demand for grace. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Many will graduate into the realms of praying without ceasing in the course of this revival. And it shall become their lifestyle for life. Pray that is beholding his face. Hallelujah. Getting new power to walk in the day. Lord, I want to be short in with you. That is every time you are just carrying about the spirit of prayer and supplication in your heart. In advance in the kingdom of God. You are going to see wonders. You are going to see wonders. You'll never see shame again. You'll never know reproach again. God will redecorate your life. God will re-beautify your life. And you shall remain beautiful all the days of your life. Before you call, heavens will answer. While you are yet speaking, he will perform. May these 2 months of great revival bring about a massive turnaround in everyone's spiritual life. So shall it be. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks. Give him thanks in words. Give him thanks in the spirit. Give him thanks and seize the day. Seize the day. Seize the day. It's your day. Seize today. It's your day. Thank you, Jesus. Take command of the day. Your prayer life changes level today.
Take command of the day. Take command of the day. Take command of the day. Lift your hands right now and begin to give glory to God. Begin to give glory to God. Appreciate him and celebrate him. From the depth of your heart is worthy. Father, thank you. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Let us share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Before we share covenant exchange, be reminded, the week of emphasis continues today. We are gathered across our various zones at 6 p.m. It will be a glorious time in God's presence, in Jesus' precious name. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed.